Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, good afternoon. This is Lock and Load. And as we do, we're going to kick off with my favorite scuba guy, and that would also, he's a writer and a podcaster as well. That being Rob Morse. How you doing, sir?
Bill, you pick me up every time you do that to me.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, you said something at the end of the show. You go, that you said, I have a unique podcast, Self-Defense Gun Stories.
Yes.
Well, lots of people who talk around self-defense will cover what our neighbors did. Hey, one of our neighbors defended themselves. Isn't that great? What's, I think, more interesting is to play a little bit of theater of the mind and going, the outcome was good. What are the pitfalls that our neighbor avoided? Or are there some things that we could have done that would work more of the time? And I'm reminded of an instructor who said, look, there are 1,000 ways to defend yourself with a firearm. I will only try and teach the ones that are going to work almost all the time. Now, some of my students might have various handicaps. We have to do workarounds. But let's look at the things that are most likely to work day after day. Can we jump in there?
Sure. Absolutely.
Okay. This story came out of Montville, Ohio. I'm pretty sure that's Northern Ohio. Hey, you almost Cleveland. And this is about a 16-year-old who sort of has a gun at home. He's home from school. He's home alone. And he just happens to walk past the living room window, and he sees that there's a strange car parked sideways in his driveway.
Hmm.
Well, that's a little weird, okay? It's a stranger parked. Why is this? Walks into the kitchen where he can get a better view. And now he notices that there's a stranger coming up the driveway.
Uh-huh.
It's not a brown truck and a guy with a brown shirt carrying a brown pack. It's not a standard delivery. And he's going, what is this? This doesn't make sense. Well, he knows his mom has a firearm. He runs and grabs it. Now, this kid is so squared away, he sounds like a story that you and I had built, Bill.
Mm.
He doesn't hug the door, the front door. He's back in the living room, around the corner, peeking around, going, is this really going to turn into a nightmare? He hears the bad guy open the outside door. He goes, yeah, that's not good. He should have just left the package on the porch. Now he puts a magazine in the firearm. The bad guy opens the front door, and the 16-year-old racks the slide. The door opens. He raises the gun. The intruder sees it and says words that would get us a beep on the radio.
Mm.
The bad guy turns and runs. The 16-year-old lowers the gun. This is textbook wonderful. The bad guy, if he were armed, had a very limited target. It doesn't look anything like Hollywood. Doesn't look like High Noon. And then the 16-year-old adds the icing on the cake. He goes, what just happened? That was probably a burglary. Maybe let me call for help. He calls sets the gun down, calls mom, says, hey, did you have somebody that was going to deliver a package? Did you have friends coming over that I didn't know about? And mom says, oh my goodness, no, we didn't. Stay there. I'll call the police. Turns out mom also posts it on social media. The young man sees the bad guy's car drive by again. I'm not sure why. And the social media cues, her neighbors check their security cameras, they've got this burglar on video. The police go, we know that car. We know that guy. Turns out he might have been stalking this mom to find out when she was away at work so that he could rob the place. She since said, look, son, the lessons are I'm not putting schedules on social media. If people want to find me, we're going to do that voice to voice over the phone, and I'm installing a security camera. I think there's a lot to learn there.
Yeah. I have surveillance cameras.
Tell me about that, could you?
Well, I mean, I use the Ring ones. I'm not that worried about what Ring knows and everything. I get notifications via the phone, and it's based upon movement, and then it records for 30 seconds and when there is some sort of movement. So I have one on the front, I have one in the backyard, and I have one on the I have the Ring bell, and then I have a Ring camera coming down sideways on the front door. I have those, and the only time I've ever had to use them was when the post office delivered the mail girl. She drove, instead of driving beside my mailbox, she drove into my mailbox, and she she thought that she would try to set it up and then run away from that, and I had to take that to them to get that fixed. Well, here you go. Yeah, this is what no, she didn't do that. She said that she found it broke that way. I said, yeah, but I've got a video of her breaking it. I have those to give me a few seconds.
Right.
Because if somebody's coming to the front door, I will know a few seconds in advance from the front that they are in. And then the problem becomes that then you're jumping. You're constantly, you hear the chime going and you're looking. So you're constantly looking. And for that reason, what it does is if you have a gun near you, then you're set. If somebody does decide they're going to go crazy and jump in on you and do this other stuff, now you're prepared. But if you think you're going to get one of those and that's going to give you time to get to your gun, it's not instantaneous. There is a little bit of latency there.
Yeah. Well, and it says what we've suspected, that the gun that's on your hip is available, and because problems happen so quickly.
Indeed.
What's fascinating, someone asked this question, when are our children old enough to make life and death decisions? And I mean, that's how you and I can picture teaching our children to use a firearm. I think it's more like, why don't we put the good habits on board? Because they make life defense decisions as soon as we let go of their hand. They cross the street. They ride their bicycles on the street. They go to neighbors' houses. They drive a car.
Indeed.
So,
well, yeah, I think as soon as a child could possibly hold one up, because with a gun, the thing you got to do is break that whole mystique, isn't it? You got to break the whole, wow, that's really cool. I've never seen that before. I really want to touch it. Okay. Here you go.
Right. Yes. Now, this is a bit of a distraction, but I'm really interested. The way I showed firearms to my kids, I came back from shooting and they were off doing what kids are doing. Just after lunch, I put a bunch of dirty gun parts down because the guns were already disassembled. And that's how my children first saw them.
Yeah.
There's not a shiny object, but a smelly pile of parts.
That's a really good way to show it, too. That's a really good show. Hey, we're coming up on the first break. Tell everybody how to find you.
I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast. I'm a weekly co-host on the Polite Society podcast. My blog is at slowfacts.wordpress.com. From there, I get to write the Armed Citizens column at Ammoland Shooting Sports News. Somehow, Bill and I find enough to talk about.
When he's above the surface of the water. Got more to come, so stand by. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
All right, welcome back. This is Lock and Load. We are talking to Rob Morse, writer and podcaster. One thing I want to tell you, because you just brought up when I said something about how unique self-defense gun stories as a podcast is that what makes it unique to me is you sort of turn that into an episode of Clue. Because normally, you have in the past had another instructor there with you, and you guys look at this and you break it down and say, what if this could have been done? What do we learn from this and that kind of thing? It's not just reporting on self-defense. It actually takes it and breaks it down and looks for the, which is what, you know, that's what sports teams do. They film what they're doing and they say, all right, we scored, we got a touchdown there, but let's look at this. This could have been so much better, so much more guaranteed. That kind of thing. So right. That's what I think makes it unique.
And the reason that podcast was created was a friend of mine, a fellow podcaster, Ben Branham, a firearms instructor. I'm taking a class from him. And he says, yeah, Grandma was successful at defending himself. I've been in the military. I know that just because we succeeded doesn't mean we weren't lucky. So what can we learn even though nobody got hurt? And in this case, where do we start? There are millions and millions of people who now have a gun and they didn't grow up in the gun culture. That's wonderful, but they don't have that history of when did I learn about firearms? How did I learn from my parents? How will I then teach my children? So, as gun owners, we have to talk about this, Bill. I hope our neighbors are comfortable enough with being a gun owner that they can go, well, okay, what do I do with my kids in the home? When do I teach them what to do if they see a gun in a neighbor's house? Because that, 16-year-old, it's time to defend yourself, that ignores the dozens and dozens of milestones along the way.
Indeed.
Literally, Eddie Eagle, right? Stop, don't touch, run away, tell a grown-up. If your older kids are watching a video with you once a year where you teach them what to do if they see a firearm that's not secured, if they're going through those instructions, the younger kids are learning it from them. That's instant street cred because younger kids always emulate what their older brothers and sisters are doing. If your older kids are interested in shooting and you take them maybe to a 4-H event and you can use a pellet gun, there are less issues about noise. So maybe it's just earplugs rather than earplugs and earmuffs. And all of a sudden, hey, wait, treat that like a firearm. That's why we're here. You're learning muzzle discipline. You're learning that those dangerous tools come with rules. That pays off. And they've already got that. They knew that when they were riding their bikes on the street. So there's 1,000 steps.
Indeed. 1,000 steps.
All right.
But anyway, so off you go. I know you got some. I got somewhere else we got to go. I just want to clarify.
Well, that was something. Yeah? Yeah. All right. I want to go to Avondale, Arizona next. And it's a little odd. This one is, this is like this first story. If you watch the videos that I had on my podcast, these defenders are so squared away. You go, is this guy from Central Casting? The first one's a 16-year-old. This is a 25-year-old. He's working the graveyard shift at a convenience store. It's a couple hours to sunrise. He's got customers in the store. One walks up wearing a mask. All right. That's not too weird these days. He's got a gun in his hand. All right. That tells the entire story. The kid says, I wasn't really that interested in what he said. He mumbled about money in the cash register. But I saw when he had the gun in his hand that I knew I was being robbed. What changed everything is this robber starts doing the hoodlum thug thing and starts pointing the gun at another customer in line. Then he points it at another customer that's up in the front of the store. And the arm clerk goes, I know what to do.
Yeah.
He steps to the side and shoots the bad guy. The bad guy literally turned his back on an armed clerk and he goes, he's not only threatening me, there are other customers in the store. Boom, boom, boom. The bad guy falls. What the news reports don't say is what are the other things you should do then? But emergency medical services take the guy to the hospital. He's in critical condition. They actually never reported on his fate. and the good guy gives security video to the police when they arrive. But let's cover the things that the news would never say. Oh, often these are gang activities. There's somebody on lookout outside. If you shoot one at the front door, there may be someone else coming in. Lock the door. And on top of that, ask all of your customers to call 911. Check if they're injured, because you shot somebody. If they flinched, you don't know where that bullet went. And it would be a life-changing tragedy if you saved someone's life, but the bad guy launched around who knows where and someone else was struck by it. Ask all the customers to look around with you so that there's not someone laying against the freezer case who's got a wound that we could treat and they go untreated.
Right.
Besides, you want to tell EMS, hey, the bad guy's hurt. I got another customer who has a graze wound. Can we have somebody pay attention to him? And the other goofy thing is, when I think about this, I'm in a convenience store a couple times a week, usually to get gas, sometimes to get milk, occasionally to buy a soft drink. Those bad guys are there with us even when they're not robbing the store. Wow. And so it kind of makes me up my game. I assume you get out in the world.
Oh, yeah.
Oh yeah!
Oh yeah! I'm always watching. I'm always watching. I'm getting to a bad point now. The older that I get, the worse the point.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Notice what didn't happen here. When the bad guy is pointing a gun at an innocent customer, the clerk doesn't say, "Drop the gun."
No. No, that gives away the advantage. That gives away the advantage. Coming up on the next break, tell everybody how to find you.
I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast, and I'm a co-host on the Polite Society podcast. My blog is at slowfacts.wordpress.com. From there, the writing is picked up at Ammo Land Shooting Sports News. I also get to write the Armed Citizens column.
When we get back, I got a few questions for you, simply because this has been put out there, and from your standpoint, with what you do and the things you see, I want to know what you think about these things. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
USA News update. Children who were in school at the start of the COVID-19 pandemic are losing out on about a third of what they would have learned. A new study coming from the journal Human Nature Behavior shows a significant loss for students from mid-2020 to mid-2022. A sixth Memphis police officer has been relieved of his duties for his role in the beating death of Tyree Nichols. Police say the action was taken against Officer Preston Hemphill, although what role he played that night wasn't disclosed. That's not sitting well with Nichols' family attorney Ben Crump.
We have a lot of questions that have to be answered over this sixth officer as well as others.
Five other officers were fired and have been charged with second-degree murder for Nichols' death. Winter weather across much of the nation being blamed for hundreds of flight cancellations today. FlightAware says more than 700 flights have been canceled so far. 40 million people are under winter weather alerts. John Schaefer, USA News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load, talking to writer and podcaster Rob Morse. And let's talk a little bit about how people get information. Now, a lot of people get information about the gun world via podcasts and via video. And I saw a video the other day where two lawyers who purport to be Second Amendment lawyers, and they sort of play point counterpoint, almost in the old Jane Curtin, Dan Aykroyd mode of Saturday Night Live, if you will.
Yeah.
And they were talking about if you carry a trauma kit with you. And now, everybody I know talks about the need to carry a trauma kit. I have a trauma kit in the car. I don't carry one on me because I only have so many pockets. You know, I do very good. My primary thing is I want to have a gun, spare ammo, and a flashlight. If I've got room for these other fun things like three or four knives and a trauma kit and some signal flares and food for 3 days, I'll put them in the pockets. But as far as my EDC is concerned, I need light. I need gun.
Right.
If I have light, I can find food in the dark. If I have gun, I can take food while I find it in the dark. So all those things considered, those are my things. But the trauma kit thing, I see the logic in carrying one. They said, and I'm going to paraphrase, if you carry a trauma kit and you use it on the assailant that you shoot in self-defense, a prosecutor, and they said this is that they had been prosecutors, and this is what they would have done as a prosecutor, rendering first aid to the assailant would be an admission of guilt.
They're playing fast and loose with the facts. Did you regret shooting this individual? And is that why you rendered aid? No. Okay, so that's how they're trying to And as a prosecutor, if they're malicious and not seeking justice, okay, I can imagine them doing that. But let's back up. I have never told my students that we're out to kill anybody. We're out to stop an immediate lethal threat, and using a firearm might be the safest thing to do. Okay, we've used that firearm. You and I know that that tourniquet in my pocket, I'm the first one that it's got the name on it, then my loved ones, then my friends, down the list, and maybe not at all, is the perpetrator. One of the issues with that isn't my motivation. I have the odd problem of listing my motivations for armed defense for about the last decade. Plenty to go back there and look up. But a prosecutor can say, you didn't really mean to kill them. And at which point you go, I meant to shoot them and stop them. You're absolutely right.
Right.
Whether they died or not is a separate issue. And that's why when the police show up, you describe the facts, and then you get a lawyer that will write the final police report for you and put it in the terms you want to frame it as.
I just find that.
Is that consistent?
I think it is.
That's consistent with what you saw, isn't it?
Yeah. The thing is that in a gunfight, there is a probability that if you don't get shot, somebody's going to get shot.
Right.
And if somebody's going to get shot, if you're any good at what you're doing, you're not going to be the one shooting somebody innocent. So it's going to be probably somebody innocent or the bad guy. Now, in my particular case, the bad guy, he might get first aid from me, but I mean, there's going to be a whole bunch of triaging going before I get close enough to him to do first aid on him, because if he tries to shoot me, what else has he got on him? What else might he do if I get close enough? I'm not a doctor. I don't know how well I've shot him, how effectively I've stopped him. So the likelihood that I'm going to get anywhere near him, besides maybe kicking his gun away and leaving it exactly where it is and getting between him and that, is not very good. And then if somebody around me got hit, am I to just leave them to bleed out? I don't think so.
Right. Yeah.
I found that point.
We do triage, and as you know, we're going to put our oxygen mask on first, then our family, then maybe the passenger on the other side who for some reason is fumbling. I understand both points of view. I think it's more sensational. I think there's less there than it sounds.
Right. Then the other part.
You had something.
Yeah, here's the.
Yeah. So, what else you got?
So, and this is about getting the wrong information the wrong way. So last week there was an article that came out in Fox News where they interviewed a bunch of people, and one of them was Rob Pincus, who's supposed to be a gun instructor for the Personal Defense Network.
Right.
Rob has a tendency to keep, shall we say, interesting company. I remember at SHOT Show in 2020. A representative came by there and wanted me to accept an interview with him and Dan Gross, the former head of the Brady campaign.
Right.
Which all I was thinking was, oh, you can't imagine how much I'm willing to do that. But then they ended up kicking him off of Radio Row altogether. And I did not know. Okay. I didn't know who the second party was besides him, but I was willing to interview him. But this is before he'd gone way off the deep end and everything as far as Trump was concerned. But he keeps interesting company. He got out there and made a statement where he claims now that he was misquoted. But in the original version of the article on Fox News, it sounded like he said that it was okay to fire a warning shot. Right?
And we might wish that so, but it's not best practice.
Yes, but I mean, like in L.A. right now, every night after midnight, the cops all pull under overpasses because there's rounds coming down out of the air after people start shooting their guns in the air every night. They do that. One guy gives an anecdotal story about a kid who was just standing there when suddenly a .45 ACP round came from out of the sky, hit him dead top of the head, and lodged in his nasal cavity. I mean...
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Yeah. I mean, was that a warning shot? Who knows? It was somebody firing in the air is what it was. And that's a, you know, that's a very irresponsible thing to get out there and say, I can see the... But then, of course, that got retracted. And is causing a little bit of a, I don't want to say a furor in the gun rights advocacy. There's some people that say, well, of course he didn't say that. And there's somebody. Here's the thing. And your answer is probably going to have to come in the next segment, just so you know, because of time.
No problem.
But the thing for this with me is that once that gets out, it's out. And you can retract it, you can redact it, you can do all that other stuff, but it's out there. And so many people are going to see that are new to the gun. You know, how many, 15 million new gun owners? Throwing that out there, if you said it, is irresponsible. And my only problem with all of this is the one guy that always seems to be having to walk back what he says is Rob Pincus. I never hear anybody else saying anything that has to, where they get out there and say, well, you're misquoting me, you didn't get what I was trying to say. And I've had that discussion with somebody else that knows him, and, you know, they told me, well, you know, he might not have meant it that way. And I was like, well, what difference does it matter what he meant? When you throw something out there like a jump ball, it's going to matter how it's going to be perceived. You hang on for me.
Sure. Not a problem.
You hang on for me. I'm very interested to find out what you have to say. Rob, of course, is a, you know, he's a writer and a podcaster, so you could read about what he's thinking, or you can listen to what he wrote about what he was thinking. You have a choice. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W, 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. Talking to Rob Morse. I just had posed a question. Primarily what I'm talking about is looking at what people throw out there and say
right
out there in the public eye. And there's going to be people that – there's going to be anti-gun people that say things that are completely incorrect. And it's either because they're ignorant, which is probably the case, or because they're conflating, which could be the case, or they're just trying to mislead. But when you're supposed to be on the on my side, which is the pro-liberty side, your side, the side that we occupy, the space that we go around and the places we go and do things, there's not supposed to be any ambiguity. There's not supposed to be any, well, it could have been this way, it could have been that way kind of thing. And I just asked Rob about this thing with and you are the most measured guy I know, so I'm very interested to see what you got to say about that.
Well, this is an extension of what we just talked about.
Yeah.
Remember how we said an instructor has to find a solution that will work for almost everybody. So is it absolutely universally true that a warning shot would never be used no matter what? Well, I don't plan on it because it doesn't work often enough and it always can come with problems. So I'm surprised Rob said that. I think he's wrong. We could wish that someone would stop. The concern is, grandma says, I've got a gun. Don't come any closer. I've called the police. I'll shoot you. And the guy goes, I don't believe you. I'm not willing to fire a round to prove my point because that comes with more risks than benefits. We could wish that that was what would stop the robber. I can't make that call. It's not best practice. A friend's brother got in a situation. Somebody crashed through his back fence. This was in New Orleans. He takes his shotgun and shoots it up to the air. He's arrested because that's dangerous. Now, had he fired it at the ground, maybe he wouldn't have gone to jail. He was charged, I think it was just a misdemeanor for being young and stupid. But it's not best practice. Don't propose it. Don't recommend it to others.
Well, I just think with my biggest problem here with this is that if you're going to be in the public eye, know what you're going to say and mean whatever it is you do say. And don't throw that out there for this to be interpreted. Interpretation is what the anti-gunners do. They look at the Second Amendment and go, oh, well, you got to be a member of the militia to have a gun. You know, they interpret it. And I'm not interested in that kind of stuff. And I just the furor I saw over this, and some of the back and forth, it was like a badminton game, a bad badminton game that I didn't want to play. The stuff that came out of this, I'm just sitting back and going, wow, okay. We got real issues going on, and we're discussing this guy. So, I mean,
right.
There's going to be some people out there that are going to tell you things from time to time. And in most cases, they get ostracized from within, and they get kicked out of the pro-gun community. And when that happens, though, sometimes they don't. And they keep on going because they never get called out, and they keep on going. So beware what you hear. Double-check everything right. I say, by all means. I thoroughly encourage that. Double-check everything I say. Because I'm not trying to lead you astray. I might get it wrong, though. There's a difference between trying to get it not trying to lead you astray and getting it wrong, and deliberately trying to mislead you, or just being completely incompetent. I don't know if I would. I'm not going to go with the part where I'm incompetent, though.
Bill, I think you and I are so impressed by the urgency, the severity, the seriousness of armed defense. I don't need to say something that's clever or popular. I'm more than rewarded enough if some people get a few facts and make a few plans to protect themselves and their families. I'm done. That's victory, and as far as I'm concerned.
Yep. So, and before we run out of time, which we got about 5 minutes, anything that you would like to touch on before you book?
Yeah. Yeah, you and I noticed, and it was a tragedy, that California both has the most gun control laws, and at the Chinese New Year, we saw, what was it, 2-3 mass murders, and California leads the nation in those, and that's just making me think, what if our gun control laws are counterproductive? Because they disarmed more victims rather than the amount they inconvenienced the murderers. We know that mass murderers are afraid of failing, but they're not afraid to die. I did cover, and I'm going to cover it in one of my self-defense stories. I think the kid's about 26. He's working in an Asian ballroom. Usually it's used for dance events, sometimes for parties, for marriages. That night, they're having the Asian New Year celebration, and this murderer who'd already shot up one dance hall comes into another Asian dance hall, and this guy standing at the door grabs the weapon and disarms the murderer. Wow. We have to think about that. That dance hall, I'm sure, was disarmed because, well, there might be drinking going on there. There are cops that wouldn't serve in that venue.
There, I've seen all that stuff. The Brady campaign thing where they, not the Brady campaign, the Giffords thing where 8 modest suggestions to stop gun violence, that has been modified and revised and edited to republish it now. And they've already got all the things that they suggest in California.
Right.
So, I mean, getting out there and saying we need more gun control in California is the craziest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Well, this is an everyman story, Bill, out of California. And I'm going to turn it on its head. I think the Brady campaign is wrong. More than half of the mass murders are stopped where the victims were allowed to go armed. At the nightclub in Colorado Springs, the gay nightclub, the guy who stopped the mass murderer was unarmed. He just came from the side and grabbed the weapon and took it out of the murderer's hands.
Right.
In this case, a similar thing happened. And I just think it was proximity and reaction time. If you try and shoot, thank goodness, again, once somebody is shooting, it's harder to stop them. It's just this young man. He says, I thought I was going to die. It felt like I was frozen. And once that stopped, I reacted and grabbed the gun. I bet if we check the video, and there is security video, eventually we'll get to see it. That was probably a fraction of a second, and then this young man leapt into action.
Yeah. You know, wherever, I mean, we've got the data out. I know that Mr. Lott recently came out with a thing about people in gun-enabled zones.
Ah, is that what he called them?
Well, that's not what he called them. I'm just trying to think of how would you put it? Where you can carry a gun. Where it's not a gun-free zone, whatever. People that are carrying a gun have a excellent, excellent record when stopping a would-be rampage killer. Excellent record. And people that carry guns are also very judicious when they use them because they don't pull the trigger every time they pull one out, and yet they stop crime. According to the CDC, between 500,000 and 3 million times per year, you know, they wanted the CDC data. There it is. Before we run out of time, real quick, tell me how to find you one more time.
I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast. 20 minutes once a week, a snack food of a podcast. Load us into your pocket. I'm a co-host on the Polite Society podcast, a regular cast member. That runs 90 minutes. My blog is at slowfacts.wordpress.com. I try and get that loaded up a couple times a week. From there, my writing is often picked up at Ammoland Shooting Sports News. Bill, it's been a pleasure.
The pleasure has been mine, sir. Thank you very much for taking the time to join me today. Check him out in the various ways he is available because, well, the more you know, the more you know. Hour number two is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the weapons of WIC. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Terran is the one who trained the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins spanning across decades is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at TerranTactical.com.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At Z&H Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, Z&H Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. Z&H Precision. Welcome to the Boom Squad.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.